Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Northern Vertex Mining, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol NEE, and on the OTC markets under the symbol NHVCF. I'm chatting with the president and CEO, Michael Allen. Now, Mike, let's follow up on a news release that came out earlier this week, May 11th. It highlights some previously unreleased drill results and a follow-up drill campaign run by Northern Vertex on this West Oatman target and trend near the Moss Mine. Now, this West Oatman target is about 2.3 kilometers to the south of the Moss Mine. It's the first time we're really diving into this West Oatman trend. So, Mike, give us a little background on some of this historic work that was released and what the strategy is for the company in terms of what's possible here at West Oatman playing into the production scenario.
As you said, West Oatman is about 2.3 kilometers south of the Moss Mine, and it's a moss vein, moss structure lookalike. It's an epithermal vein, outcrops on surface. You can see the trend on Google Earth for several kilometers. When we look at the historic data and historic vertex data, we've got drill data for about a kilometer of that. And we're just in the process of executing a small program just to get a feel for West Oatman. The historic data has shown that it's gotten a bit richer and thicker at depth. We've also seen some indications that there might be some parallel zones further to the south, some footwall zones. So we're just right now trying to get ourselves a feel for it. As you go forward, we've got a lot of targets on the project that we're permitted to drill on. But what you'll see with West Oatman and some of these other targets is you'll see us go out. We're going to get a feel for each target individually. And as success dictates more work, you'll see us bring resources to bear on these targets, more drilling, work up to resource statements, and then we start into the process of engineering, permitting, and bringing it into a mine plan. What you're going to see as we expand our area of exploration footprint around the Moss is the Moss, going from what it is right now, about a 40,000 ounce a year producer, to really articulating that potential of what really gets us at that vertex excited of being that generational mine that somewhere around 20, 25 years at 100,000 ounces a year. Those sort of opportunities is what we're striving to achieve right now.
So the drill program that's outlined in that news release, it's a 7-hole program, only 800 meters. So is this really just you guys getting a better understanding of maybe what the structure looks like here?
Yeah, we're trying to get it to predictable. We do have a pretty good geological model, but it is historic data. So we're just trying to get modern data into it, get our own drilling into it, and then being able to say, okay, this is what West Oatman is. Hopefully it looks an awful lot like, it's Big Brother Moss further to the north. And then we can start stretching it out and really articulating what the potential is.
Now, what about some of the past drilling? You outlined, I think in the news release, it's three different drill campaigns that have been undertaken over a few decades now. What stands out to you? Where are you guys maybe a bit more encouraged about for this area?
Well, I think that a couple of things, like what we've been able to do is get all that historical databases into one coherent modern database. And so getting all that data in and being able to see what the potential is, again, we've already got a pretty good head start. We've delineated, with drilling, historic drilling and some modern drilling, a strike length of over a kilometer and some pretty significant intercepts, plus some near surface hits as well. And then we start to, get our drilling in there and get, get a really good understanding of the system and what this West Oatman target can be.
So everything is permitted to drill here then, or is it just this initial program, then you guys have to go back to the permitting process?
Actually, what we have property-wide, we have about 538 different sites that are permitted for drilling on targets like West Oatman, and there's about a half dozen additional what I'll call regional targets that are permitted for drilling. And so you're going to see us over 2021 and beyond move the rig around and just start testing some of these regional targets to really start to articulate what we see as the potential of the project and get the big picture laid out as to where the Moss Mine is going and what the future is going to hold.
And so it sounds like even outside of this West Oatman target or system, you guys have a number of other targets on the property that maybe investors haven't heard that much about that I think you're hoping to use as kind of feed for the mining operation. How many targets in general does the company have right now, including West Oatman?
Including West Oatman, the number I believe is seven regional targets that we're going to be drilling off and just starting to get an evaluation of in 2021. And then we'll be able to, as success dictates, we'll be able to start developing resources for a much larger mine, moving the mine forward.
Now, as a general estimate, in terms of time frame, how quickly can, let's say, early stage targets be brought into a mine plan?
From an early stage target to a plan, you're looking at 3 years, no, 2 years, and then you're probably looking at another, depending on your permitting regime, 3 years to bring it in. And this is where we're going with in terms of we're going to be articulating a larger picture. But we're also able to work on Moss itself, where we're already permitted for a much larger resource as well. So I look at the asset and I think about intra-mine exploration opportunities, essentially working between one pit and the other, extra-mine resource opportunities where you're extending strike length along the Moss, but you're already permitted to be there. And then we're starting about the more regional opportunities. So, you know, when we start thinking about layering and building up the asset into a larger operation, it's intramine, extramine, and then being able to sustain having that longer term out there. So, you know, being that it's going to be some years away before we're able to permit the more regional things, we also are working to make sure that we can get there by expanding the intra and extra mine opportunities. So it's going to be a much choreographed dance to get to where we see that we can sustain a large long-term operation.
And that's key to outline too, is that we're talking about a regional target here that is a bit more early stage where the company has plans of going in and around that Moss mine to extend that mine life. You're also seeing opportunity there. When you and I have chatted over the last couple months, you've outlined the 30,000 meter drill program at and around the Moss mine or the Moss project, and it's a total of $8 million. So just remind everybody the drilling too that's happening around the Moss mine and how that is kind of more near-term potential for adding ounces.
Yeah, and so that's what you're actually going to start seeing news flow come out in the next little while about is some of the near mine opportunities that we've identified through our database review, and we're going to see things on what's called the Ruth vein west of the west pit, east of the east pit, and those are the opportunities that we're going to be articulating to really get the mine to, you know, where it on its own, where we're already permitted to be, is going to be a larger operation. Then we're going to have the timeline to be able to roll in some of the more regional opportunities. So it's a dance of getting data in and planning in and then articulation of what the project actually is. So it's a bit of a dance, but you can clearly see the potential is coming together, and we're just going to be laying out a whole series of news releases on all the different opportunities as we're addressing them, and you'll see that news flow come out through the summer and into the fall.
Okay, so a lot of news still coming out of the company. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. In full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Northern Vertex, so we will be following up as even more news hits the market, but it sounds like a lot of drill results upcoming. Mike, I appreciate the update. Thank you, and yeah, we'll follow up as some more news comes out.
Absolutely. It will be good to talk to you.